Amos chapter 2. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn away, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it will devour the palaces of Kerioth, and Moab will die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet, and I will cut off the judge from the midst of it. And I will kill all the princes of it with him, says Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Yehuda, and for 4, I will not turn away, because they have despised the law of Yahweh, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies have caused them to err, after which their forefathers have walked. But I will send a fire upon Yehuda, and it will devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Thus says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will not turn away, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes. They pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek. A man and his father will go in to the same maid to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon clothes laid to pledge by every altar, and they drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their Elohim. Yet did I destroy the Amorite from before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was as strong as the oaks, and yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. And also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up of your sons for prophets, and of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not even so, O you children of Israel, says Yahweh? But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and you commanded the prophets, saying, do not prophesy. Understand, I am pressed under you, like a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. And for this reason the flight that will perish from the swift, and the strong will not strengthen his force, neither will the mighty deliver himself. Neither will he stand whoever handles the bow, and he who is swift of foot will not deliver himself, and neither will he who rides the horse deliver himself. And he that is courageous amongst the mighty will flee away naked in that day, says Yahweh. End of chapter.